Hospitals are taking steps to protect patients in the U.S. without legal status. I'm Sam Whitehead, and this is your KFF Health News Minute. Donald Trump issued several executive orders targeting immigrants during his first days back in the White House. Some healthcare workers worry the moves will make immigrants defer care. Health systems want to avoid that. Some are advising doctors not to write down patients' legal status on medical records and bills. An estimated 11 million people live in the U.S. without authorization. Continuous glucose monitors make it easier for students to manage their diabetes, but many parents are worried schools aren't watching them closely enough. The monitors send blood sugar readings to apps, sounding alarms when levels are out of normal range. That can be enough to prompt kids to respond with a dose of insulin or a sip of juice, but it's dangerous when the alerts go unnoticed. Schools say nurses and teachers aren't always able to watch the apps and step in quickly because of staff shortages. Read more at kffhealthnews.org.